Gesù, belli saros.
Straits and how history repeats itself with modification. You could call this a tale of two straits twice. The way history has turned things in the instance of particularly the Christians and the Jews and the Muslim world. In America, we've come to recognize that sometimes what a person does is because of mitigating factors like how they were raised, were they abused or not, did they learn right from wrong, even what their IQ is, or some discrimination they have experienced because of race, sex, or social status. It can all affect their behavior. But Americans, by and large, have not yet come to a realization that what people do, individuals or groups, may sometimes be controlled by a higher or spiritual powers. In many cases, this affects what everyday people do, especially what nations do. We Christians believe that God alone has the power to externally control men's actions or earthly. And that he also gave man the, which is the big USA word, freedom, within rules to act however he wants, with consequences either natural or by the law being enforced at times. However, some smarter societies have recognized that spiritual forces of good or evil can and do cause many things that happen upon earth. William Shakespeare put it this way. He's the only writer to have his own Dewey Decimal number in the library, so he must be pretty smart. He said in the play As You Like It, "All the world is a stage, and men and women but players on it." That is a very deep thought. And the heavens sometimes write the scripts, and that's what was implied by William Shakespeare. The war between the Muslims and the Jews, we know, is an ancient one, all the way back to Abraham with his two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. Thus began the blood feud of brothers, Arab and Jew, that continues to this day. Most people are aware of this. The spread of modern Israel in the area of Israel, Lebanon, Palestine, and the surrounding countries, really, that's not very large. If you were to put Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, and the West Bank, all of that together, it would total about the size of the state of Maryland. So while we think in American terms, we have to understand that the life of the Middle East is much different than what we would experience here. For example, Iran itself is about the size of Alaska, Iraq about the size of California, Syria is about the size of North Dakota. But the striking part is that Israel, Palestine, and Lebanon and Syria are really all together only the size of one of our smaller states, Maryland. This is kind of shocking. The biggest clashes have been in these areas have been between the Jewish and the Muslim, or the Arabs. But now then, in later years, we could say historically, you have to add Christianity to that mix. And here is the clash that is people now really have forgotten about this because it was way back in history, and they don't tend to think that far back unless they are a student of history. But it's very amazing. When Christianity was growing in the centuries after Christ died, the focus became Constantinople in Turkey, the huge, beautiful city where the first Christian Roman Caesar, who was named Constantine, and his mother chose to focus their efforts on building the Christian religion there. It became the seat of the Christian religion, actually. It also became the seat of the Eastern Roman Empire, or sometimes called the Byzantine Empire, where eventually a magnificent temple called the Hagia Sophia, which means the Great Temple of the Holy Wisdom, was built as the seat of Christianity. It was begun in the 300s, but it was completed by in the 200s, but it was completed by the year 537 AD. And the war that centered around Iran and Israel is now, the war now is not the first time that a war has erupted between the Muslims and the Western world. So now I'm speaking not about the Muslims and the Jews, but the Western world. It's a big distinction. That encompasses Europe, all of its nations in the earlier war, but now we can also add America to that Western world and a much larger force in the modern Iran conflict. So why do we care about earlier wars? Because for one thing, we can learn some of the reasons why there is an underlying hatred that seethes and boils, making today's wars especially cruel and destructive. If we go back and look at that eastern headquarters of the Roman Empire at Constantinople, where the seat of Christianity was, and that incredible Hagia Sophia church, like I said, it took hundreds of years to complete that church, actually. This became a great hub of activity there at Constantinople. And the Christian Orthodox Church was the largest church in the world in that location of Hagia Sophia, that temple. For over 500 years, it was the largest church in the world. And it had the largest interior space of any building in the world. Wow, isn't that amazing? This was before St. Peter's was built in Rome. And most incredible, and sadly forgotten, largely forgotten. But there were two straits, Straits, just as in the Strait of Hormuz and the strait in the Persian Gulf. These straits There were two straits at Constantinople, just like the ones today, although not for the same reasons. Sadly, the Muslims had taken over Israel, and from early on in the Crusades, the Crusaders began to travel around 11, just before the year 1100, to reclaim Israel from the Muslims. It had been told to them that the Muslims had desecrated the tomb of Jesus Christ, called the Holy Sepulchre. This enraged Christians. Pope Urban II was asked also by the head of the church in Constantinople to send aid also to defend Constantinople, and he proclaimed Deus vult, which means God wills it, compelling crusading knights to protect Constantinople from invading Seljuk Turks and also to travel to Israel to regain the Holy Land from the Muslims. For 2 centuries, folks, roughly 200 years, crusaders fought multiple wars in the Holy Land, but in the end, the Muslims kept control of Israel. So what were the outcomes? The Crusaders did some damage to the incredible Hagia Sophia Church, unfortunately. Many, many people died. But even worse, Saladin the Muslim laid siege to Jerusalem, which was defended by the knights, and it was a walled city, and Saladin starved out the people there, finally breaking through the walls. The inhabitants were mainly killed or enslaved, it is said, but the remainder became refugees. These Jewish people spread across Europe and Russia, creating a large Jewish presence there that had not been there previously, and that contributed to pogroms, particularly in Russia, and eliminations as seen in Russia and Germany, especially all the way into the 1900s when we saw Hitler rise. So these events had a great impact on even more modern-day history. Now, we move forward again. During the last 50 years of U.S. involvement in the Middle East, there has arisen the opposite action, with hundreds of thousands of Muslim residents of Palestine, Lebanon, and Iran facing a refugee crisis. Many have traveled into other countries. Syria's civil war in recent years pushed a million Syrians into Europe. The Iran war that's now going on in recent days alone has pushed hundreds of thousands of Lebanese back into Syria. Wow. We keep reshaping the entire world with these wars. And the Middle East is a lot of the reason that it seems to be happening. More wars took place around Constantinople way back in the early days until the truly big one happened, which occurred in 1453. This was about the time of the Renaissance, and it was not long before Columbus sailed to America. The straits that separated the Muslims from the Constantinople, in essence, were the dividing line between the Middle Eastern Muslim world and the Western Christian world at that time. But by 1453, they would finally be breached. There was actually a huge chain across the narrow strait. It was broken, and the Muslims who had built fortifications across from Constantinople, those invaders poured into the great city of Constantinople. It would never again be the seat of any empire or of Christianity. What an incredible day this was in history. It was amazing. It was and totally changed the world at that time. And this is what we can parallel to what's happening now, in a way. It's a parallel. We have two sets of straits now, and we have the Western world that was pushed out of its own birthplace. And I will explain more about what happened to Hagia Sophia, but the Western world is now pushed back against the Arab world, and everything is turning upside down one more time. So, with a part two of this talk, I would like to explain a little bit more about the fall of the great Hagia Sophia and the seat of Christian orthodoxy, and how horrific these events were, and also to speak of the temple in Jerusalem. So in 1453, when the Muslims came in and overcame the soldiers of Constantinople, this was called, famously, the Sack of Constantinople. It's considered one of the greatest events in history. First, it was reported reliably that lights danced around the dome of the great Christian church outside it, and it has been said that was the Holy Spirit in real life that descended. And note that there is a similarity to Pentecost as recorded in the Bible. Constantinople had been an imperial capital, meaning of the Eastern Roman Empire, since 330 A.D., and it was called the Byzantine Empire. Its sacking was certain when it was overcome, and all the vestiges of the Roman Empire at that point would be taken, anything that could be. It was laid under siege for 53 days, though, while the citizens suffered before the Muslims came in. The Muslims employed gunpowder for the first time in a major battle. After breaking the huge chain across the narrower of the straits, they flowed in, an estimated 50 to 80,000 of them against 8,000 roughly soldiers in Constantinople. It was the Ottoman Turks at that point who won and enslaved or killed an estimated 40,000, possibly, and ransacked for the second time the great church, which had been ransacked at some points during the Crusades. There were Spanish sailors who had aided the Muslims, and they and this was something that was important because they assisted with the tearing down the walls eventually. The Muslims wickedly impaled 40 Italian sailors in view of the citizens of Constantinople. But in retaliation, the Ottoman prisoners that were held in Constantinople at that point, there were 270 of them who were executed. So it was a horrible, horrific time. And sadly, a huge throng of citizens barred the Hagia Sophia Great Church to protect it, but also praying for divine intervention. But unfortunately, the Sultan, Mehmed was his name, had little mercy, and thousands were raped and killed with screaming, weeping, and lamentations everywhere. Hundreds of Christian Orthodox churches were ransacked for treasure and then destroyed. Father Julian's sons were executed. Great murders occurred inside the Hagia Sophia and desecrations of all manner. And Constantine the 11th, his head was nailed to one of the columns of the Hagia Sophia by Mehmed himself, supposedly. While the Islamic world celebrated, there was a partial lunar eclipse. The Holy Spirit danced agitatedly above the church's dome, and 4 days later, a heavy fog descended over Constantinople. There was also a volcanic eruption nearby. The great Hagia Sophia would become a mosque until 1931. Though it had been the seat of the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church, which predated the building of St. Peter's in Rome, it unfortunately and sadly became a mosque until 1931, when it was closed for 4 years. It was then reopened by the Turkish government as a museum. However, in 2020, it was once again opened to the public to be used as a mosque. Minarets had been added to the outside not long after its capture in 1453 and went from wood to stone over those early years. Now, as to the temple in Jerusalem, another sad tale. Some people know that the Temple of Jerusalem has been in the hands of the Muslims for over 1,300 years, except for a few times when the Crusaders controlled it then. It was initially taken over in 638 AD by the Muslims. Prior to that, it was controlled by the Romans. It has been maintained as an Islamic holy site all these years under Muslim administration. And the same Islamic group, the Islamic Waqf, that administers the site now, was given control of the Temple Mount by Saladin in the year 1187 AD. So that's how long the Islamic Waqf, WAQF, has controlled the Temple Mount. When the Temple Mount was recaptured by Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan at the end of the Six Days War in 1967, he allowed the administration of the temple to be retained by the Muslims, stating that Israel wanted to secure the city, not to take over holy sites, and to live in it with others in fraternity. What a big-hearted gesture. As it stands, though, two of the holiest sites, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the great Hagia Sophia in Constantinople, have actually been under the control of Muslims for hundreds of centuries. That is a shocking fact. The Straits of Hormuz and the war in Iran now have connections to the Straits of Constantinople, as in both cases, major religious patriarchates and heads of larger empires have been overturned and destroyed. These events do have huge places in history, and the very hands of the Holy Spirit have been in their midst. That's how important these events have been. They are central in our history. They are central in everything about our world. And they just cannot be overlooked and forgotten. They are that important.